Burnham Clippers Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs against Magnolia is made possible by the Burnham Sportsmen's Association. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Burnham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Roman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing and Drain Experts, Burnham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Burnham, HEB, Courier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Burnham. We'll go out to the field and your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
HEB is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. HEB in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at HEB in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Materials is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Fireman's Park. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Tuesday evening. And tonight, it is one of the fun nights here at the ballpark. Not that every night isn't a fun night, but youth night here tonight where the kids coming in, they can get a free Cub poster. And then also they get to be out on the field with the team for the national anthem here in just a little bit. And also, we just got a chance to sample it and give a little preview. And very good night, Dollar Hot Dog Night.
Oh, most definitely. Ever since you reminded me last week, I had a hot dog on my mind all weekend, yesterday, all day, and here we had our hot dog before the game. They're right on target.
Oh, yeah.
If your mouth starts watering, come down to Fireman's Park.
Absolutely. And it's Dollar Hot Dog Night, so they'll be serving them all until they're gone. And be a part of that. In the meantime, on a little more serious note, we got the Brenham Cubs taking on the Magnolia Bulldogs. Of course, for the Cubs at this point, it's all with four games left to go in the season. All four of these games are must wins at this.
No doubt about it. You know, they're here of late, though. The Cubs have been playing solid baseball. They just dug themselves a little bit of a hole earlier in the season, but playing good ball here, just plain and simple, one game at a time. Focus on Magnolia tonight.
Exactly, and there's going to get underway in a little bit. Meantime, we're going to take a look at how the district stacks up right now. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agent. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Rick's ears must be burning because he was just talking about the time he and Ed sang this song a little bit ago, and now here we are. We've got it on our bumper music as we welcome you back out here to Fireman's Park. And taking a look at the District 21 5A standings as they come in tonight. Each team has four games left to go. You got A&M Consolidated at the top of the district right now. They're 8-2. We got a tie for second place, which is between Magnolia and Lake Creek. They're 7-3 in district. Meanwhile, we got a tie for fourth place right now between College Station and Magnolia West. They're both 6-4. And then for sixth place, another tie between Brenham and Montgomery. And both Brenham and Montgomery 3-7 on the season. And then Rudder bringing up the rear at 0-10. So, conceivably, if the Cubs don't win this one tonight, and College Station and Magnolia West win their respective games, the Cubs could mathematically be eliminated from the playoffs.
Right, exactly.
Which makes it important that they get the win here tonight.
No, and we're playing in Fireman's Park, so we need to focus on this ball game this evening. Yeah. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't think about Friday.
Yeah.
Think about today, and let's work on this one game at a time.
Absolutely. And also, we're going to be keeping track on the Cubettes. They've got a big game in Magnolia West tonight. And let's see if we got any scores yet on that. It should have just gotten underway there. And looks like haven't quite started up there yet. So once they do, we'll be passing along scores from there as well. In the meantime, we're going to continue here. When we come back, we'll take a look at their starting lineups after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Purple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, it's now time to take a look at the starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham. The bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. You're on the downtown hometown Bank of Brenham. Local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Bulldogs, it'll be Jordan Enyart leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the second baseman, Reed Hubbell. Batting third, right fielder, Brett Petillo. Batting fourth will be the pitcher, Jack Hubbell. Batting fifth, center fielder, Denali Rivera. Batting sixth, left fielder, Carson Dupree. Batting seventh will be the catcher, Preston Lynch. Batting eighth, first baseman, Leighton Weeks. And batting ninth will be the third baseman, MJ Watson. And now for your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. It'll be Brady Rao leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the catcher, Tanner Reese. Batting third, first baseman, Drake Benke. Batting in the cleanup spot will be tonight's starting pitcher, Luke Hardy. Batting fifth, shortstop, Landry Mendoza. Batting sixth will be the second baseman, Grady G. Batting seventh, designated hitter, Philip Deal. And Philip will be hitting for the third baseman, Caleb Maurer. Batting eighth, right fielder, Braden Goss. And batting ninth will be the center fielder, Barrett Coring. That's a look at the two starting lineups brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. And when we come back, we'll have a look at our game time weather update. And we'll do that after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
All right, as we come back here, it's now time to take a look at our game time weather forecast. And that's brought to you by Blend College, with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees. Blend's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blend.edu. And currently we got mostly cloudy skies with a temperature of 81 degrees. And cloudy conditions are going to continue for the rest of the evening. We got some wind gusts could get up to 20 miles an hour. And right now we're at about a 12 mile an hour wind. And sunset scheduled for tonight at 7:54. We got 70% humidity here this evening, and we could kind of feel that a little bit when we were trying to walk up those steps to get up here to the press box tonight. But otherwise, cloudy for the rest of the week, and then rain in the forecast starting Saturday and Sunday. And that is a look at your game time weather update, brought to you by our good friends at Blend College. And the coaches are having their plate meeting, and we're about ready to get the festivities underway. And let's send you back to the studios one more time and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Join Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation for the Senior Fan Drive in partnership with Traditions Healthcare. Now through Saturday, June 1st, you can help make a difference in the lives of seniors in need by donating new fans to the Margaret E. Blizzard Senior Activity Center. Your contribution will bring relief and comfort during the warm summer months. Donate your fans at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center or contact Alice at 451-9592 for more information. Come together to support your seniors and ensure they stay cool and comfortable this summer.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
As we come back here, and it's time now for the introduction of your Cubs starting lineup.
Playing center field, number 2, Barrett Corey. Playing center field, number 11, Brady Rao. Playing first base, number 22, Drake Fenske. Second baseman, number 7, Brady Geeky. At shortstop in there, number 9, Landry Mendoza. Playing third base, number 10, Caleb Mahler. designated hitter for Cubs tonight, number 16, Philip Deal. Starting pitcher for the Cubs tonight, number 19, Luke Hardy. And catching number 3, Tanner Reese. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please stand for the playing of tonight's national anthem. Salute our flag by removing your hat, placing your hand over your heart, and singing along as we play the Star Spangled Banner.
The first pitch after we hear one more time, another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Oh no, it's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 74166E.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to get this one underway. Luke Hardy on the hill, ready for tonight's first pitch. Jordan Enyart in the batter's box, and Hardy delivers. Up high for a ball, and we're officially underway. Doug Brown and Tommy Langan with you from Fireman's Park. You're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. And it's a chopper over to third. Maurer up with it. Fires across to Benke. And the throw is offline. And the runner will be safe. Although I don't know. That was a close play. He might have had that beat anyway.
I'm going to say hit, but...
It was a call. I think I agree with you. I think he had that one beat. And Reed Hubble, the second baseman, will come up to bat. Squares away to bunt and puts a good one down back to the pitcher, Hardy. Hardy throws over to Benke at first, and there's out number one on the sack bunt. And while we got a moment here, in the softball game, they're in the top of the second inning. Cubettes leading it 2-1.
Oh, there we go.
And we'll keep you up to date throughout the course of the evening on that. That brings up Brett Patil, the right fielder, to bat. And next pitch up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. And Hardy's going to step off and look and yard back to second base. And this one's going to be sent out to left field. Back goes Rao. And that one is going to be gone. A two-run homer for Brett Patillo.
Well, what a way to get that started.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of afraid of that when we got here and we're watching them in batting practice.
It was interesting, yeah. To say the least. Am I correct?
Very much so. Now that'll bring up Jack Hubble, the pitcher. As Magnolia's drawn first blood, they lead it 2-0. Left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher, Hardy. And next pitch is outside for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Tell you a good story in a second about that home run.
And that one's over to first. And it's fair ball, and Benke will pick it up and step on the bag for out number two.
You remember the name Don Baylor?
Oh, yeah.
We were playing Austin High, and that gentleman down there, John Harmeyer, when I was a sophomore, you see that white top building out there?
Yeah.
That used to be the Boy Scout Hut.
Huh?
John got a pitch in the wheelhouse to him on top of the roof. The catcher went up to him and went out to John. He said, John, what did you do? And he said, he kissed it.
And this is a strike call.
Don Baylor was an amazing baseball player.
Certainly was, and went on to a great career as a manager as well.
Yes.
And pitch foul back. And 0-2 took the Toronto Blue Jays to a couple of world championships.
Oh, yes, no doubt about it.
And pitch swung on and missed. And
nice curveball there.
Down on strikes. And now we're tying the sides. In the inning, there were two runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Magnolia 2, Cubs coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrive and Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And as we come back here, it is Jack Hubble out on the hill for Magnolia. He's working to Preston Lynch behind the plate. Right side of the infield, it's Leighton Weeks at first base. Reed Hubble in second. Left side, Jordan Enyard at short. M.J. Watson at third base. In the outfield, Denali Rivera in center. Flanked in right by Brett Pitino, and in left by Carson Dupree. Looked like pretty good arm there.
Pretty good arm there by that catcher. Wow, that was called a strike to second base.
Yep. And here's the Brady Rao to get things started here for the Cubs in the bottom of the first inning.
No need to panic yet. Just go up there and
try to get those runs back.
That's it.
Pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch to Rao, swung on and missed, 1-1. And takes the next pitch for a ball, it's 2-1.
Hubble came with curveball, oops, a little off the mark.
And this one rounded to third. The first and threw the ball away. And Rao is going to be safe on the error. The third baseman there, Watson, just did not. Picked it cleanly, just made a wild throw there.
Yeah,
into the
he had plenty of time and he just.
And now Tanner Reese, the batter. It's been one of the things since Rao's gotten in that leadoff spot. He's really been doing a good job of finding his way to on base.
No, that he's done an excellent job of getting on base. And that's what we get, what you need out of our leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all want to hit for an average, but yeah. Getting on base mm-hmm. is the key.
And Reese. Waits on the pitch, swings and misses at the fastball, 0-1. Light's starting to come on here at the ballpark.
You know, I kind of thought maybe Coach may decide to move him up and try to get one run at a time, but
yep.
That's okay. He's the coach,
yep.
and I'm good with that.
Throw over, runner back in safely.
But, of course, this young man up there now, Tanner Reese, has done a really good job with runners on base.
And this one's outside throw down, and out is safe with the stolen base. Good throw by the catcher. He just threw it on the wrong side of the bag.
Yeah, it was an excellent throw. It was just off the mark.
And so Rao gets the steal. Puts him in a scoring position now. Counts 1-1 on Tanner Reese. And pitches inside for a ball. 2-1. Next pitch is a strike, and that one's 2-2.
A lively fastball there on knee high on that outside corner.
Outside for a ball, and it's a 3-2 full count. Strike three call. Reese tossed the bat. He was ready to take the walk down to first. An umpire rung him up. And so that'll be out number one. And folks here from Brenham not happy with the umpire's call there.
Now hitting number 22, Drake Benke, the first baseman.
As Drake Benke comes up. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0.
Sure, Hubbles has a scouting report on Drake Benke. I don't see Drake getting too good a pitch.
Check of the base running around, and Benke sends this one a high fly ball out in right field. Right fielder and center fielder converging, and it's the center fielder, Rivera, that takes charge for out number two. And now it'll be up to Luke Hardy, the pitcher, to try to get that run home.
19, Luke Hardy, the pitcher.
This one a high fly ball. First baseman over in the foul territory. And he'll haul it in for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we played through one. It is Magnolia leading the Cubs 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
As we come back here, Luke Hardy on for his second inning of work. They'll be looking at the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for the Bulldogs. Carson Dupree, Preston Lynch, and Leighton Weeks. In case you're just joining us, Magnolia had a two-run homer by Brett Petillo in the first inning. That gave them the early lead. Cubs had a base runner in the bottom of the inning, but just couldn't get him around. And so now Carson Dupree, the batter. And pitch from Hardy. Outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one is a fair ball down the third baseline. Dupree heading for second. And throw's not going to be in time. It's a stand-up double for Carson Dupree.
Tell you what, Dupree just took that pitch on the inner part of the plate and took it right down that third baseline.
And he certainly did. And then I'll bring up Preston Lynch, the catcher.
Preston Lynch, the catcher.
And throw back and picked him off. Hardy to Mendoza got him. Nicely executed out there. What? What did the umpire? The home plate umpire is overruling the umpire that was right there at the. And Coach Wheaton going to come out and have a word with the home plate umpire.
Already called ball.
No, I don't think so because he's not moving to third. How can the guy? That is terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Then the home plate umpire overruled the second base umpire on a call at second base.
I've never seen that. I guess if we watch this game long enough, we'll see anything, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, the guy that's the farthest away from the play is the one that overruled the guy that's the closest to the play. Pitch is swung on and missed.
Wow. Wow.
And next pitch is up high for a ball. It's 1-1.
You think maybe that's his son down there on second base?
I don't know. But, yeah, I'm just dumbfounded. I've never seen that before.
Wow.
Swung and a miss, 1-2. Good pitch there by Hardy.
Yeah, it was a nice curveball there by Luke, breaking it across that inside corner.
It's a runner at second. Nobody out here. We're in the top of the second. And next pitch is a ball, 2-2. Too bad. I know he's probably at the girls' game tonight, but too bad our buddy Wade teaming in here. I'd love to get an umpire's professional umpire's explanation on that.
I know. The one thing I hope is that runner on second could not be the difference in the ball game.
Right. Ground ball to short. Up with it. Throwing to first is Mendoza, and he beats it out for the infield hit.
And when Mendoza makes the throw to first base, the runner at second goes to third.
Landry did everything he could to try to get the runner, but just too quick down that line. And so
I didn't get that number, Doug, but we do have a courtesy runner for the catcher.
Oh, okay. And so runners at the corners now. We're going to get a visit to the mound by all the infielders.
This is only my feelings, Doug. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand.
Yeah.
I don't feel as though there was a play at first.
Yeah.
And when you make the throw, well, that runner is going to automatically, he's going to take off at third base.
Right.
And maybe Landry should have looked at the play and say, I'm not going to get the guy. And you would have then had a force at any base.
Right.
Now you have only a force at first or second.
Yeah.
And a runner on third.
And that one, ground ball to short. Going to flip the second for one, throw to first, and don't get the double play.
They did get the lead runner.
And so the one run will score. Yep, fielder's choice, pre-scores. It may get 3-0. And Coach Wheaton going to come out and thinking, I guess he's arguing that now we're going to get an umpire.
Maybe interference, maybe.
That could be. But we know Lynch, or the courtesy runner for Lynch was a race 6-4. And so right now we've got Weeks on at first base. And that'll be the question is, was there an interference there? And they say no, that he's safe at first. So that makes it now 3-0 Magnolia. Well, we got our first train of the night.
There it is, first train. We needed a break in the action.
Yeah. The one out runner at first. Yeah, that one called a ball. 1-0. Couldn't quite tell. Was it looked like maybe outside?
It had, that's the only thing it could have been.
Yeah, that one in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
It was a nice pitch here on that outside corner.
Throw over. Runner back in safely at first. And that one foul up the third base side.
A little hit and run there.
It down the line and foul.
Hit the base of the fence.
Yeah. That was nearly bad.
I'm glad it was foul.
Yeah, me too.
He turned on that one.
Throw over and runner back in. And another game we did just get a final on, game one of their doubleheader that they're playing this evening. Mumford over Burton 6-4. And they've got another one tonight. They were originally supposed to play tonight, Friday, but because Burton's got some other players taking part in the regional track meet on Friday and Saturday, they elected to do a doubleheader tonight. To get the two required games out of the way. So
well, the positive thing about all of that, Doug, I'm glad to see there's kids playing multiple sports.
Exactly. Runner going, throw got down. Him. Got him. What a throw there by Tanner Reese. And Mendoza putting the tag on him. And so Weeks gone stealing. And that'll bring up the leadoff man, Jordan Enyart.
No, that's, or
no, that's Watson.
Watson.
Still Watson batting.
2-2.
And pitch down low, ball 3-2. And heard somebody in the crowd ask, unless you want to overrule that one, too.
Excellent throw by Tanner.
Yeah, he did, and a great tag there by Landry as well. And up and in, ball 4-1. First walk issued by Hardy, and now bring up Jordan Enyart. He was singled and then rode home on the two-run homer by Patillo in the first inning.
Plate number two, Jordan Enyart, the shortstop.
And pitch is taken for a ball and is 1-0. And pitch taken. Wow, that was pretty good from up here, and it's a 2-0 count now on Enyart. Thank you. And pitch is foul away. It's 2-1.
You can't tell from up here, Doug, but that dark gray uniform has a maroon pinstripe.
Oh, wow. And throw over. Back in safely.
Going back to that play a second, there's got to be a major explanation.
Yeah, and
I mean, really, it's got to be a major explanation.
And Yard with a base hit. Watson going to third. And you got runners at the corners now for the Bulldogs. And two outs in the inning. That'll bring up Reed Hubbell, the second baseman.
Tell you what, Amyard got a pitch. Good pitch by Luke Hardy. It was on the outer part of the plate on the outside corner. And Amyard went with the pitch to right field.
And coach out to talk to Hardy. I think this is just to get everybody settled down because this has been such a crazy inning here.
In the very early stages.
Yeah.
I bet you that's going to be an interesting conversation in that umpire's car on the way home.
Yeah. And checking in on the girls, and they're in the top of the fourth inning. Cubs still lead that one 2-1.
Third inning?
Fourth inning.
Fourth inning. Whoa.
Yep.
Got a barn burner over there.
Is a strike called.
Yeah, nice fastball there by Luke Hardy.
And this one sent out to center field. That's going to be caught by Coring, and that'll retire the side. But in the inning, they do get one run on two hits. There were three hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It is Magnolia 3, Brenham nothing. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
All right, as we come back to the top, to the bottom of the second inning, and for the Cubs, it'll be Landry Mendoza, Grady G, and Philip Deal here on Youth Night at Fireman's Park. Cubs trailing 3-0, got some ground to make up. And the first pitch to Mendoza outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Landry, a sophomore, second year on the varsity. sends this one foul up the third base side. Yeah, try to check his swing. Umpire says he went around, and it's 1-2.
That was a high heater there, and Landry just.
And now he sends this one out to center. And over is Rivera to haul it in for out number one. And now that'll bring up Grady G.
Now second is safe for the Cubs. Number seven, Grady G, the second baseman.
And pitch coming inside. G just gets out of the way.
Looked like a curveball that just kind of hung and didn't have that break to it.
Yeah. And next pitch swung on and missed. One ball and one strike.
Go, G.
And next pitch taken for a strike, and it's 1-2.
That looked like curveball, you know, and broke it right there on the inside corner.
And that one over to second base. And throws to first, and that's two away. And now that'll bring up Phillip Deal. Deal the DH this evening, batting for the third baseman, Caleb Maurer.
Nice conversation with Steve Rogers about Phillip Deal. Said that ball looks like a watermelon.
And that one is a fly ball out to right. And that's going to be hauled in for out number three. So three up and three down in that inning. And we played through two. Magnolia leads the Cubs 3-0. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And back we go. We got train number two passing.
That's it. Number two already.
And it'll be Brett Petillo leading things off here in the top half of the third inning. Hardy on the hill. Cubs trailing 3-0. Petillo, the big hit of the game so far, a two-run homer back in the first. And the first pitch to him is a strike, 0-1.
For everyone's information, it went over the left center field wall right at the scoreboard.
And this one sent out into right center. Over is Goss.
Oh,
and they'll haul it in. And that's out number one.
Hey, nice play there by Braden.
Yeah, he ran up and tracked it down there. And that'll bring him Jack Hubble, the pitcher. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0.
Next pitch is a strike. And it is 1-1. And this one, a ground ball is short. And underneath the glove of Mendoza. And that is going to allow him to reach base. And yeah, got to go error there.
That should have been routine.
Yeah. And so one out and one on. I'm going to bring up Denali Rivera.
Denali Rivera, the center fielder.
Look at this.
Hubble going to run for himself.
Yep.
Wow.
You don't see that too often on pitchers unless they just happen to be really great athletes. And pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1.
I do recall the name from years past. He's a pretty good baseball player.
Pitch to Rivera, taken for a strike.
Oh, there you go.
0-2 count now. And this one, a little fist out, and they're going to go to second to get the lead runner. Nice play there by Mendoza to flip around and give that to Grady G to get that lead out.
Good move there. Very good move. Got the sure out at second base.
And it's a two down now, and that'll bring up Carson Dupree.
Dupree with a double, his first time at bat.
And runner going, and he had such a good lead that Reese didn't even bother
with that. That was an amazing lead.
Reese doing the wise thing, just holding on there and not. And no, it's a 1-0 count on Dupree. Next pitch, caught the corner that time for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Great, Carson Dupree, the left fielder.
And strike called, good pitch.
Nice curveball there by Luke Hardy, broke it right on that outside corner.
Swing and a miss, then got him on strike, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, one left on. And we go to the bottom of the third. Magnolia leading the Cubs 3-0. And it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios right now, 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. If remember, if you've won a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And remember, only one pillow per family per season. And back with the bottom half of the inning after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Thank you.
And on the first pitch of the inning, Braden Goss sends it back up the middle of base hit. And that gets Goss aboard, and that'll bring up Barrett Coring now. As we come back here, the Cubs trailing 3-0, need some base runners.
Tell you what, Braden Goss got a pitch that he liked and drove it right back up the middle.
Hubble gets set for the next pitch to Coring. Check of the base runner first. Throw over, and back in safely goes Goss.
Come on, get it started, Barrett. Another
round. Long look in. Next pitch outside for a ball. Next pitch, that is taken for a ball, and it's 2-0. And this one up the third baseline and foul.
I was hoping for eyes.
Yep, me too. And it's 2-1. Back in. Goss on the first. Going trying to move him around. With the top of the order due up next. Another throw over. And next pitch, swung on and missed. Two balls and two strikes. Runner first, nobody out here in the inning. Swung on and missed and throw down. Back in there safely is Goss, but Coring down on strikes for out number one. And so Brady Rao will come up to bat here. Rao reached on there his first time up. Goss takes his lead over at first. And Rao takes the first pitch up high for a ball. Want to know? And next pitch is a strike. 1-1. And he swings through that one and misses, and it's 1-2.
That's what you call one of those curveballs that you just can't catch up to.
Yeah. And next pitch taken for ball.
Yeah, Hubble came back with curveball again and broke it off way off the outside corner. Catcher tried to frame it, but good eye there by Brady.
Two balls, two strikes, throw over. Runner back in easily.
he can just keep throwing and eventually throw one down there in the corner.
Yeah. And swung on and missed on Rao. Throw back to first. And Goss is safe, but Rao strikes out. And that's now two away in the inning.
Well, Hubble came with curveball again and broke it on that outside corner. And Brady just couldn't catch up to it.
Curveball didn't... Even when back when I was in high school, the curveball has always been a nemesis of the Cub batter.
It goes back farther than that, Doug. I'm going to tell you that.
And that one sent out to left field, backtracking, and left fielder hauls it in. We're out number three. So in the inning for the Cubs, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we played through three. We're moving on to the fourth inning. Magnolia leads this one 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
It's electric.
And on we go here. By the way, the Mattress Guys giveaway. Well, we need one more caller. The next caller to 979-836-9937 will win the pillow from the Mattress Guys. We got word we've only had two callers. We need one more, so... call the studio right now, 979-836-9937. And that pillow for the Mattress Guys is yours. As we return to action here in the top of the fourth, and it'll be Luke Hardy still out on the hill. We'll be looking at Preston Lynch, Leighton Weeks, and MJ Watson. And meanwhile over in Magnolia West, Brenham Cabet still leading 2-1. They're in the top of the fifth now.
Whoa. Good game over there.
Yep.
You didn't happen to see who's pitching.
Heidi Busker.
Heidi, there you go. She's a Bulldog.
She's allowed one run, only three hits so far.
She's a Bulldog.
And Lynch to lead things off here.
Bulldog number six, Preston Lynch, the catcher.
Yeah, pitch is taken for a strike and it's 0-1.
I guess they're setting it up for Kylie to pitch on Friday. And Kylie pitched real well against College Station last time.
Yeah, she certainly did. And swung and missed 0-2. Okay. And we just got word. Congratulations, Melanie Warshak. You are the winner of the Mattress Guys pillow. And pitch a swing on and missed. And Lynch down on strike. So congratulations, Melanie. I know you'll enjoy that. And Leighton Weeks the batter now.
Get ready to enjoy the pillow.
Yep. And that one sent out to left center. And that is going to be a stand-up double for Weeks.
Tell you what, Weeks got a pitch shaded toward the outer part of the plate and went with the pitch to left center field. Barrett Corn just couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah, and so now they'll bring up MJ Watson. Watson walked his first time up. Next up to the plate, number 23, MJ Watson, third baseman. And pitch is a strike call. It's 0-1.
Luke Hardy has done an excellent job with that curveball this evening.
He certainly has. Swung out and missed, and it's 0-2. Up high ball, 1-2. And down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes.
Come on, dude. Oh, yes.
And strike three called. Got him looking. And that is two down now.
Tell you what, Luke came back with curveball again, broke it right over the plate, froze him right in his tracks.
And I think that's four strikeouts for Luke so far.
That is correct.
And that'll bring up Jordan Enyart, the shortstop. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. It'll be nice to get him out. And pitches inside for a ball. It's 1-0. We're in the top of the fourth. Magnolia leading this one 3-0. Swing and a miss. Standings 1-1. And after he got a little shaky first inning, it looks like Hardy's really starting to get into a groove now.
He's settled in now. And
and that one foul up the third base side. Over toward the Cub dugout. And next pitch, taken for a ball. It's 2-2. Away once again. Hardy trying to get the Cubs through this fourth inning. Runner at second, two down, and this one a ground ball to short. Mendoza up with it, fires to first, and Benke couldn't dig it out. The run's going to score as Weeks just kept right on running. And that'll bring up Reed Hubble. Second error committed by the Cubs tonight.
Hubble will sacrifice and fly to center field his last at bat.
And pitch inside for a ball. It's 1-0. So it's now 4-0 Magnolia.
Landry had plenty of time.
Yep. And Benke tried to scoop it. Once it hit that dirt, it just took a weird hop on
yes.
it. And pitches outside for a ball, 2-0.
We need to get Hubble.
Wow, where was that? The pitch was a call a ball, 3-0. Looked pretty good from up here.
Waiting for a remark from the fans.
Yep. And a strike call is 3-1 now on Hubble. Hubble laid down a sack bunt his first time out and flew out to center field last time up. And, wow, another one that was looked really good, but called ball four. That'll put two runners on for Brett Patillo.
That's only the second walk by Luke, so.
And Patillo 1-for-2, but that one was a two-run homer back in the first inning, and coach on his way to the mound.
Patillo had the three-run homer and hit the ball really well to right field.
And that is going to be it for Luke Hardy. Coach has taken the ball. And Luke's going to get a nice hand from the fans here.
Oh, Dawson Kime.
And Dawson Kime is going to try to come in and see if he can limit the damage here. So with the pitching change, we're going to take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
And back we go, and our new pitcher for the Brenham Cubs is Dawson Kime. I'm coming on in relief here, and want to let you know that this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, it's insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance, 836-3613 in Brenham. And an update on the Cubettes. They're in the top of the sixth now. And Cubettes still with that, holding on to that 2-1 lead. It's been 2-1 since the first inning over there. And after that first inning, neither team has been able to get on the scoreboard. But Cubettes holding on to the lead there. And if they do hold on to that lead, that will put them in a tie with MagWest for fourth place going into the final night of the season on Friday. As the first pitch from Kime is a ball to Patillo.
Got a shot at a one-game playoff yet, huh?
Yeah. It could come down to that. And pitch is a strike call, 1-1. And Lynn, next pitch, taking for a ball. It's 2-1 now. Yeah, two outs, two runners aboard. Kime just needs to get an out somewhere here. And that one over to short, and that one bounced up and into left center for a hit. Coming in to score is going to be Enyart to make it 5-0.
I tell you what, normally you get such good hops here at Fireman's Park, and that one just took a weird hop at the last second.
Yeah. And so Patillo reaches his second hit of the night, but runners at first and second now bring up Jack Hubble. Hubble reached on an error his last time up. And pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one sent out to left field. Rowell back. And it'll make the grab for out number three. But in that inning, they do come up with two more runs. Two hits. There was one error and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. We're halfway through this one. And Magnolia leads it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And on we go to the bottom of the fourth inning for the Brenham Cubs. It'll be Drake Benke, Luke Carney, and Landry Mendoza.
Oh, it looks like Kime.
Oh, that's right, because Kime came in to pitch, so he would have to bat. And first pitch to Ben Key is taken for a ball, 1-0. Hubble with his next delivery. Up high at ball. It's also time now for the Whataburger recap. Brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Whataburger in Brenham. And it's a 3-0 count now on Drake Benke. Next pitch, taken for a strike, and it's 3-1. Magnolia got on the board with a two-run homer by Brett Patillo in the top half of the first inning to make it 2-0 Bulldogs. As Benke fouls that one away to make it 3-2. Second inning, they would put another run on the board. Carson Dupree had a double. And we thought he had him picked off, and then the home plate umpire overruled that, so he got to stay on. And then came in to score on the fielder's choice. And that made it 3-0, and then they just tacked on two more runs in the top half of this inning. And Benke fouls that one away again, to hold the count of 3-2, and that's where we stand right now, 5-0, Magnolia leading the Cubs. Cubs have managed just one hit so far, that was by Braden Goss back in the third inning. And pitches outside, ball four, and Benke will draw the walk. And for Hubble, that's his first walk. Is it Kime? Yeah, it is Kime batting.
Number four, Dawson Kime.
And Austin Maurer running for Drake Behnke. That would be pinch runner.
Yeah. Austin Maurer out there pinch running for Behnke.
Been a while since I've seen Dawson combat.
Yeah. Might be up there to drop one to Denoli's. Pitch down low. And it's a 1-0 count. And that one is a strike call.
That was a pretty brisk fastball.
Yes, right, it was. Swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes on Keim.
Came back with fastball again on that inside corner, and Dawson just couldn't catch up to it.
Yep. And foul that one away.
Hey, Dawson's up there hacking.
Yeah.
Hey, just because you're a pitcher, that doesn't mean you can't hit.
Yeah.
Or you don't have to hit, you know.
And that one inside for a ball, 2-2. So you got Maurer running for Behnke at first. Nobody out here. And the 2-2 to Keim. Swung on a miss. Curveball fooled him, and he's down on strikes. He had a big bend in that one. And that'll bring up Landry Mendoza. Pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Came with fastball on that outside corner.
And that one low and away. Blocked in the dirt there. And it's 1-1.
Lynch does a pretty good job behind that plate.
He certainly
does. He keeps
does.
Everything out in front of the plate when it's down in the dirt.
Outside the ball, 2-1. Especially when you're playing in a ballpark like over here at Fireman's, where you got a lot of foul ground territory, that
yes.
really helps out. And that one gets away, and now taking off. And into second base goes Maurer. And time is called now. And we're going to get a visit to the mound.
That's a slow walk.
Yeah, but
I think he wants to have a conference with Hubble because Hubble has thrown several into the dirt.
So the coach out and having a word, and he's going to buy as much time as he can.
Do not have anybody warming up. And here comes Blue.
Yep, to break it up.
Coach from Magnolia says, I'll show him. I'll make him walk all the way out here, and I'll turn around and walk off. Hey, make him throw strikes.
Exactly. And ball four. Mendoza draws the walk, and that'll put two runners aboard now for the Cubs. And that'll bring up Grady G. Grady's been swinging a hot bat lately, although he is 0 for 1 tonight.
Magnolia now sending someone to the bullpen.
Yep.
Now hitting number 7, Grady G, the second baseman.
Oh boy, the check of the base runners. And that one, ground ball to third. Oh, he bobbled the ball for the first. He's safe. And Grady reaches bases, and now the Cubs have got him loaded up. And Philip Deal, the batter.
Oh, well.
Now, here for the Cubs, number 16, Philip Deal, the designated hitter.
I think third baseman was trying to think about picking it up and just going touch third base and got ahead of himself.
Yep. And first pitch is a strike call. Bases are loaded with Cubs.
Cubs with an ideal opportunity here to break into that lead there.
And take it for a ball. 1-1. Pitch. That's the strike call. No, they did call a ball.
They called a ball. They did call a ball.
2-1.
I thought the pitch looked fair, but
yeah.
We'll take ball.
Yeah. And then this one over to third. And then we can go home and get the lead run, and that is going to be it. And now we're erased from 6-2. So that's two outs.
I know you noticed that also. His throw was in the dirt, and the catcher picked it up.
And Goss, who's got the only Cub hit thus far in the game. Takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1.
Hubble came with that curveball again and broke it just inside the inside corner.
One ball, one strike. Ackerman ready. Waiting on the sign. Next pitch. Two balls, one strike. You got two outs. Bases are loaded. Like to get a hit here and get something out of this. And strike call. 2-2. Here.
Long is out of play. That was a close one there by Goss. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And it's going to be a base hit. And it's going to get at least two home. And almost safely, it's a two-run single for Braden Goss. Scoring was Mendoza and also Grady G. And that now makes it a 5-2 ball game. Corey in the batter. And Landry Mendoza just made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. You consider purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home. Consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And now Barrett Goring, the batter. Two outs, two on, the 0-1 pitch. And Goring smacks this one into a base hit. And they're going to hold the runner at third. That's going to load him up now for Brady Rao. And that's going to bring a visit from the Magnolia coach.
I think that's it for Hubble.
And that is going to be it for Hubble. And so we got a pitching change here in the bottom of the fourth. Cubs have cut the lead to 5-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years. Oh, oh, oh.
As we come back here, new pitcher for the Bulldogs.
Trying to get that number, Doug.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see. But nevertheless, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cubs have come back with two runs here, and they've cut. It was a 5-0 deficit. It's now down to 5-2. And got bases loaded and top of the order due up with Rao, Reese, and Benke.
Is that? Is that 4-2?
I can't see it all. And it's around the batter here. And first pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
And Hubble did stay in the game.
And
pitch swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes. And where is he playing?
I think third base.
Okay. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And outside for a ball, one and two.
They tried to get him to go for a pitch. Now, I think that looks better. I think that's 16.
And strike three called. And that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, the Cubs do come up with two runs. Two hits, there was one error, and the base is left loaded. We go to the fifth inning. Magnolia leads it 5-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Barbecue and homemade sides. Go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And it is Dawson Kime warming it up for the top of the fifth inning here. And he'll be looking at Denali Rivera, Carson Dupree, and Preston Lynch. As the lead has been cut, that 5-0 lead by Magnolia is now down to 5-2. So let's hope Kime can hold them off here. As Rivera will be the leadoff hitter.
Okay, going back to that, Elliot Burrows came in to pitch for Magnolia. Jack Hubble went to third base, and Doug, if you remember, MJ Watson was slash third base DH.
Okay.
So Watson was, I'm assuming that.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing to say. But.
And on the first pitch of the inning, Rivera hit by a pitch. And so not the way Kime wanted to start. And that's going to send Rivera down to first.
We didn't want to put base runners on base right away.
And that'll bring up Carson Dupree now.
Wow.
That's another
one. Yeah,
pitches a ball 1-0. I swear, some of these calls this guy behind home plate made tonight, it's like, what game has he been watching? Yeah, pitches a strike call.
Maybe after the game, we ought to ask for an interview with the umpire.
Yeah. Does I mean, we're being a little sarcastic, but he's had some head scratchers tonight. One ball, one strike. Throw over and runner back in safely. The series will resume in Magnolia on Friday night.
That'll be a 7 o'clock start time. And down low, runner going.
Oh, what a throw.
And got it.
Another great throw there by Tanner Reese, right on the money.
The second base runner he's picked that he's caught tonight. And so that's one down in the inning now. And now I'll talk to Kahneman about how they want to pitch Dupree here.
I really didn't understand that move by the Magnolia coach. Sending a runner. If it was hit and run, I could understand.
And that one is going to be popped up. Benke giving chase, but that's going to be out of play.
Oh, and we have a change for the Cubs. Austin Mauer at first base.
Oh, okay. And pitches outside for a ball, 3-2. And I wonder if they maybe put Becky in one of the outfield spots.
Now, remember, Austin came in to pinch run for Benke.
Yeah.
So.
Pitch is foul back. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Out to right field, and that's going to be a base hit. So Dupree on, he's now 2-for-3 in the game, and bring up Preston Lynch. Reese going to go out and have a word with Keim.
Now batting for Bulldogs, number 6, Preston Lynch, the catcher.
Long look in by Keim, and now he's going to step off. Missed, and it's 0-1. Lynch singled his first time up and then struck out last time up.
In his defense, he's done a heck of a job behind the plate.
Yes, he has.
He's been digging out pitches all night long.
And that one is going to scoot by into right field with a base hit and 2 runners aboard.
And Curtis, courtesy runner for Lynch.
It's a 1-out, 2 runners aboard here.
Now to play for the Bulldogs, 30, Chase Lowry.
And then now it's going to be Chase Lowry to bat for Leighton Weeks. And that one taking a pie for a ball. That's 1-0. Strike called. 1-1. Got over the first. Mauer step on the bag and gets the one. We'll move the runners up, but he's got an out on the play.
So two down now.
A good, nice recovery there by Austin. Knocked the ball down. Ball hit really well. Knocked it down. Couldn't get a grip on it, but did get the out at first base.
And that's the main thing, getting out somewhere.
Getting out somewhere. Great point.
And that'll bring up MJ Watson now. Swung on a miss, 0-1.
And batting number 24, MJ Watson, the third baseman.
DH, Rick.
Now he's the DH. He wants
now he's DH. He's third base, DH. Ooh.
And
good pitch.
Strike called, 0-2.
You want to get this guy. You don't want to get a base, give up a base hit now and give up one run for sure. Got him.
Long run missed and got him on strikes. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, two hits, there were no errors, the bases, and two are left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Magnolia leads it 5-2 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe & Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979 830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And on we go. It's time now for your Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And we got somebody who's going to have a chance to win $50 worth of gasoline. If a Cub hits a home run, if they hit a double or a triple, it's worth a rack of ribs. And Tanner Reese, the first batter. Tanner hitting for
Tammy Burnett.
All right, Tammy, you are first up. The first pitch is a strike call, 0-1. Cubs trailing 5-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Need some base runners. And he pops this one foul over to the right side. It's going to be out of play. And 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes here. It'll be Reese followed by Benke and then Hardy. Or maybe Maurer and Hardy. We'll see. And down low for a ball. 1-2.
Good eye there by Tanner. Threw a ball down low in the dirt. Laid off of it.
And unfortunately, some bad news. Magnolia walked it off in the bottom of the, or Magnolia West walked it off in the bottom of the seventh. And they win it 3-2 over the Cubs.
You're kidding me.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness.
As Reese swings and misses, he's down on strikes. And so there went the Cubs' playoff hopes.
There it went. All right, I'm going to need a little help here, Doug.
Ashley Hartnett.
Hartnett?
Hartnett from
Industry, Texas.
And and pitch is a ball, 1-0.
And it's Austin Maurer. Austin came
Maurer
in the pinch
bat,
run
right
for Drake Benke and remained in the game at first base.
And Maurer sends this one a ground ball to third. And hobble over to first to get the out. And that's two quick outs now. And that'll bring up Dawson Keim. Keim hitting four.
Albert Wright.
All right. And pitches a strike call, 0-1 on Keim. Foul away, and it's 0-2.
We got to keep hoping we fare a little bit better here, Doug.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, the Cubs hung in there. I mean, they carry that lead. And.
Yep. And pitches outside for a ball, and 0-2. And really, both of those games against Magnolia West really could have gone either way.
No, they could have went either way, both games. Oh, my goodness.
And strike three called. And Keim caught looking. That'll return the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We head to the top of the sixth inning. And Magnolia's still on top 5-2. Back end of your 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
And we are heading to the top of the sixth inning. Dawson Keim still out on the hill for the Cubs. And he'll be looking at the top three in the batting order. Jordan Enyard, Reed Hubbell, and Brett Patillo. Enyard's been on base all three times, two hits and an error.
He's done his job as the leadoff hitter.
Yep, and pitched outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Dawson's done a good job coming in relief of Luke Hardy.
And pitch is outside for a ball. It's 3-0.
It was close, but it was outside.
And down low, ball four. And Enyart draws the leadoff walk here in the sixth inning. And that's going to bring up Reed Hubbell, the second baseman. Hubbell's got a sack bunt. He's also drawn a walk tonight.
Number three, Reed Hubbell, the second baseman.
And down low for a ball.
A nice stop there by Tanner.
Thomas called Grady G wanting to have a word with Dawson Keim.
Yeah.
And next pitch taken for a ball. It's 2-0. In there for a strike, and it's 2-1.
Oh, he did call it a strike.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. Wow. I missed that one. Sorry. I apologize.
And that one. Wow, another one that was awfully close. That's now 3-1. Cubs fans not happy with the umpire on that.
The Brenham faithful. I thought that pitch looked better than the other one. But.
And foul away, and that'll make it 3-2, a full count now on Hubble.
Let's get it out somewhere here.
Throw over and run it back in safely.
Need an out here somewhere.
And that one foul up the third base side.
Oh,
and hit him. Second hit batsman of the game for Keim. And Tanner Reese going out to have a word with a sophomore pitcher.
You know, Doug, I think what I'm going to do one night when I don't have anything else to do, I'm going to go back through my little book here and find out how many hit batters we have seen this year.
It's been a lot.
Wow.
And I wonder why they, I mean, you think they're just crowding the plate more? The pitcher's trying to go inside more? Or? And that one is going to be a base hit into left field. And they're not even stopping the runners as Enyart goes all the way to home and scores on the RBI single by Patillo.
I wanted to stay away from Patillo with runners up first and second. I mean,
that makes it 6-2 now, Magnolia.
And we've been able to keep Jack Hubble in check.
Yep, and Hubble's
far.
Yeah. He's 0-3, but did reach base one time on an error.
Oh, and, nice pitch.
And 0-1 count.
Knee-high outside corner. Good pitch there by Dawson Keim.
And that one back up the middle. That's going to scoot on through into center. And runner coming home. And scoring is Reed Hubble off the RBI single from Jack Hubble. That now makes it 7-2.
Well, so much for the two runs we scored.
Yep.
Tell you what, it's getting late in the game here. We don't want to stop the bleeding here in a minute.
Yeah.
Now
at
the plate, number one, Denali Rivera,
center fielder. Rivera batting down. He's been on base twice on a fielder's choice and on a hit batsman. And he smacks this one into center. That's a base hit. This time they actually hold the runner at third. And that's going to load him up for Carson Dupree. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound. And looks like we may be having a change here.
Yeah, it looks like
as Kime leaves, it looks like they're going to bring Braden Goss in to pitch.
Luke Hardy, it looks like he's going to go to right field.
Yep. And so Hardy will re-enter the game. And so with the changes here, we're going to go ahead and send you back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And as we come back here, we're in the top of the sixth inning. Magnolia with a 7-2 lead over the Cubs. It's Braden Goss now warming up, getting set to work to Carson Dupree, Preston Lynch, and Leighton Weeks.
Luke Hardy re-enters the game going to right field.
And let's see. Now I think we're just about ready to resume play. Carson Dupree, 2-for-3 with a double, a single, and scored a run. Infielders playing in. They're going to be trying to cut the run. Anything hit to one of them has got to be a play at the plate.
We need to get an out here somewhere.
And pitching there for a strike, 0-1.
Now at the plate, number 8, Carson Dupree, the left fielder.
And time called. The one count from Goss. That is a chopper to short. And Mendoza throws. Tall plate gets the lead out. Good play there by Landry.
And they got the sure out there at the plate.
And also kept them from putting another run on the board. And that'll bring up Preston Lynch. Lynch 2-for-3 with a pair of singles.
Batting for the Bulldogs, number 6, Preston Lynch, the catcher.
Lynch with a single his last at bat.
And a long look in and pitch from Goss. Gets away, runner coming home, and throws not going to be in time. Coming in to score on the wild pitch is Hubble, and that'll make it 8-2.
And runners on second and third.
Yep. Thank you. 1-0 pitch. And therefore, a strike in. It's 1-1.
Well, nice pitch there on that outside corner.
And Gosnell pitched foul back. 1-2. And that one sent out to center. Corey makes the grab, runner coming home, throw the plates offline, and that'll be a sack fly to make it 9-2 now, Magnolia. Yeah, scoring is Rivera. And now it'll be Lowry the batter.
I think we have a pinch hitter, don't we? No.
No.
That's 30.
30, yeah. He came in to play first.
Yes, that's right. Sorry about that.
And Lowry sends this one a big chopper over to Maurer. Maurer flips to the bag. Goss didn't make the play. And so that'll put runners at the corners. And that'll bring up that is Watson batting. Watson 0-2 with a walk and 2 strikeouts. And next pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Strike called. 1-1.
Been able. Watson has struck out twice his last two at bats.
And this one over to short. Mendoza up with it. Throws to first. Gets the out. And that'll retire the side, but not before they tack on 4 more runs. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3 hits. There were 1 error and 1 left on. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It's now 9-2 in favor of the Bulldogs. Back into your 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And back we go. Our score, it is Magnolia 9, Brenham 2. And it'll be Landry Mendoza leading things off. He'll be followed by Grady G and then Philip Deal. And Mendoza fouls that one away. One ball and one
Landry
strike.
Landry turned on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Hit the ball really, really well. Long foul, though.
And that little ground ball is second. Hubble bobble the ball and safe. Mendoza reaches on the air.
Well, that's a start.
And that'll bring up Brady G. G reached on there his last time up.
And here's the Cubs, number seven, Brady G, the second baseman.
And pitch inside for a ball. It's 1-0.
To me, it looked as though Hubble did not charge the ball. And when he made that little bobble, it just wasn't enough time.
Yep. Throw the runner back in. Down low for a ball. And it is 2-0. And you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269 GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange coming to you from Fireman's Park Stadium. And pitch is a strike called. 2-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Magnolia leading the Brenham Cubs 9-2. And pitch is outside for a ball. It's 3-1.
Here we go.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. From the court, back out on the campaign trail. Former President Trump talking about his hush money
and
trial in his stop at a convenience store in Upper Manhattan.
There was nothing done wrong. This is all politics.
Mr. Trump promised to keep fighting to have Judge Juan Merchan removed from the trial. He says he's totally biased. Two lawyers are among the seven jurors selected today. The trial resumes on Thursday. The White House is expected to impose new sanctions on Iran this week in response to its weekend missile and drone attack on Israel. Speaker Mike Johnson with a message to any House Republican who wants him to step down.
I am not resigning, and it is... in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
But Kentucky's Thomas Massie is joining Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene in calling on Johnson to vacate the speakership. This is ABC News. Grounding the Boeing 737 MAX and slowing its production has cost a major airline hundreds of millions of dollars.
When Boeing 737 MAX 9s were grounded because of that...
And there we go, and we're back to we're here in the sixth inning. As pitch is a strike call to Philip Deal, 0-1. It's one on and one out. Landry Mendoza led the inning off, reaching on an error. Grady G just struck out. And next pitch coming to Deal, he swings and misses. Deal reached on a fielder's choice his last time up.
But Burrow's come with two quick curveballs, and the second one just... Philip couldn't catch up to it. Oh, my goodness.
Strike three called. And that is two down now in the inning. And it'll bring up Braden Goss. Goss has got the only two hits of the game for the Cubs. He's got two singles.
Corey did have one.
Oh, wait, I didn't. You're right. Corey did have one. So Cubs have managed just three hits tonight. Goss has two of them.
But he is responsible for our two runs.
Yeah, he drove in the two runs. And foul tip. Cubs with trailing here 9-2. And down there, a ball gets away from the catcher. And so Mendoza will take off for second.
Unusual there for Lynch. That's one that got by.
Yeah, next pitch is a try called. 1-2.
Hey, came with curveball on that outside corner again.
Still moving.
And outside for a ball. It's 2-2. And they're going to call a balk on the pitcher, and that's going to send Mendoza down to third. So two balls and two strikes.
Well, maybe Blue's head is in the game.
And outside for a ball, it's 3-2. Four, and Goss draws the walk. That'll put runners at the corners now for Barrett Corey.
Now hitting number two, Barrett Corey in the center fielder.
Come on, we better beat Cat. Let's go!
And pitch it up high for a ball. 1-0. And down low ball again, and it's 2-0. And Thomas called the coach coming out.
That looks like pitching coach, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
And so having a consultation on the hill. 2-0 count on Barrett Corey. And Cubs trying to get anything going here in this bottom of the sixth. Trailing by 7 runs. Umpire going out to break up the conference on the hill.
You would think with the lead that they have, just throw strikes.
Yep. And pitch inside, and it's 3-0 now on Coring with Brady Rao due up next. And ball forward, Coring draws the walk, and that will load the bases now for the Cubs with Brady Rao batting. Now 0 for 3 tonight. He's reached on an error and he struck out twice. He can make up for that if he can come through with a hit here. And down low for a ball. 1-0 count.
Is that 6 straight balls now?
I think so, yeah. And that one, little dribbler. Third baseman fires to first. And he pulled him off the bag. And so now the runners are going to be safe everywhere. And the runners are going to score. And that is going to make it now 9-3. Coach for Magnolia arguing the call. But umpire was right there. And that'll be Tanner Reese now. And now Reese batting with the bases loaded.
All right, Tanner, take your time. This is your situation here.
And curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
All year long, he's been really, really effective with runners in scoring position. Oh, no.
Got him to chase one there.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's mad at himself for that one.
He is. You got one left, Tanner. I didn't mean to jinx you there. I'll leave.
And time is called. And that one ground ball to shortstop. They're going to go second and get a run there, and get the runner there, and that'll retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs do get one run to come across. No hits. There were two errors and a couple left on. We go to the seventh inning. Magnolia leading the Cubs 9-3. Back after we are 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West. Offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
All right, we are back here. And we got a new pitcher there, TL.
Yes, we do. Brady Bunker.
Yeah, it's a bunker coming in to pitch. And with this pitching change, it's brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance in Brenham. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And it's a bunker on, trying to get these last three outs and then leave it up to the Cubs bats. Cubs trailing it here 9-3. It'll be the top of the order. Inyard followed by Hubble and then Patillo.
Leading off top of the 7-foot Bulldogs, number 2, Jordan Inyard, shortstop.
Inyard's been on base all four times. 2 singles, an error, and a walk. And umpire stops and heard something he didn't like coming from the Magnolia dugout. All And Pitt's taken for a ball, 1-0.
This has been one of those games, Doug.
Yeah. And trying to hold up. And takes ball two. And that one's going to be sent out to left field. Over is Rowell in for out number one.
Hey, we finally kept him off the base.
Yeah. And now they'll bring in Reed Hubbell. He's been on base the last two times up with a walk, and he got hit by a pitch.
Now the plate number three, Reed Hubbell, the second baseman.
And pitch is a strike call.
Hey, good pitch there by Brady.
Another one. It's just, where was that?
Wow.
Next pitch from Bunker.
Where?
That one too looked even better than the last pitch, and called ball on both of them. And 2-1 pitch hit out in the center field, Coring over. He'll haul it in for out number two. And that'll bring in Brett Petillo now. And Petillo has been the big batter for them in this game. He's got three hits, including a two-run homer, an RBI single, and another single on top of that.
Four, Brett Petillo, the right fielder.
And that one tap foul. And that one's going to be put in the air and foul out of play. No balls and two strikes. Petillo batting. Comes trailing this one 9-3. And bounced up there a ball, and it's 1-2. It up there a ball, and it's 2-2. Another one. Wow. All three of the balls on this batter all look like strikes from our position.
Look, a really good curveball there.
Yeah. I don't know how one the ump didn't call it now, too. The batter didn't swing at it. And ball four. Petillo draws the walk. And Jack Hubbell, the batter.
Now stepping to plate number 12, Jack Hubbell.
Did a pretty good job on him all night, except last time he got a base hit and an RBI.
Mm-hmm. And that one is going to be looped into left field for a hit in front of Rao. Rao hurries and gets the throw back in. And so Hubble with the base hit, puts two runners on, and now brings up Denali Rivera.
Rivera would have singled his last at bat.
Now batting number one, Denali Rivera, center fielder.
And pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
All right, settle down, Brody.
And outside for a ball. 2-0 count. Next pitch.
Wow.
That's a ball 3-0. Do they switch them to the umpires to an hourly rate, and he's just trying to stretch this out? And that one, now that one actually was a ball. And that'll walk him to load the bases. So two walks and a hit, and then bring up Carson Dupree.
Holy for sakes, guys, don't give up any more now.
Yeah. Down by six. Don't need to make it anymore.
Wow.
And pitches a ball, 1-0. And that one, a high fly ball at the center. Back goes Coring. And he made the grab on the side, is retired. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cubs trailing 9-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And back we come, and Coach Wheaton went out to have some words with the umpire, and Coach Wheaton has just been tossed by the home plate umpire. And that, I think, well, the frustration.
It's frustration.
Not only the frustration of the game, but again, for the way the season has gone,
it hasn't gone
according to plan. But the frustration, because this home plate umpires really made some baffling calls tonight.
Yeah, it's just such an unusual night.
I mean, yeah, it really is.
I tell you what, I am going to do though, Doug. I am going to try to find an answer to that call early in the ball game.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to find an answer. I can honestly say I have never seen that. Never.
Yep. And so now Coach Spivey will coach third, and Coach Joe's walk over at first. And it's Austin Maurer to lead off the inning here. And pitch is a strike call. That wasn't a strike the entire top half of this inning, and now it's a strike. I do hope they write this guy up after this. And
oh, look at
the base hit, Maurer.
There you go.
And kind of schedule batter. And now, oh, and now with Hardy coming back in, Hardy will step back into this spot.
Hey, we got a leadoff runner on. Maybe we can get something started here.
Cubs trailing it 9-3. And pitches a strike called 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big curveball there, and it's 0-2.
Big curveball, Luke, way out front. I'd get ready. He may come with that again.
And this one, ground ball to third. State Fair. Throw to first, and he missed it. And meanwhile, Maurer goes to third. And Cubs have runners on the corners.
Okay, who are we going to give that error to?
I think the third baseman on the throw. And now Landry Mendoza, the batter.
And great job by Austin going to third.
Yep. And nobody out here.
Now being to the Cubs, number 9, Landry Mendoza, the shortstop.
And pitch is a strike call. Another one of those that it wasn't a strike the entire top half of this inning, and now all of a sudden it's a strike. Outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. And up high, it's 2-1. And this one's going to be popped up. Third baseman calling for it, and he'll make the grab for out number one.
Did I count the errors right for Magnolia? Five?
Let's see.
At least five.
Yeah, that's what I got is five.
Second baseman.
You know, normally you have a team that makes five errors, they don't win a ball game.
Yeah.
But they're leading this ball game.
And pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Swung and a miss on the fastball, 1-1.
Yeah, Grady just couldn't catch up to that one.
Side 2-1. And they're going to call a balk, and that's going to bring in a run. As scoring is Maurer.
Second balk for Burroughs.
And that'll make it now 9-4. And that'll also move Hardy down to third, or down to second. The scoreboard, I'm surprised they hadn't corrected it yet. That it's
really,
that
really, it, that really, it's, this has been such a game. I mean, yeah.
They're still showing it 10-4, and it's actually 9-4. And pitches up high for a ball. And now that's going to bring a visit to the mound. Coach having some words here with his players. Now the umpire going to break it up.
Magnolia coach just wants to get out of the inning.
Yeah.
I like to never say die effort, you know. Maybe Coach Wheaton, you know, put a little life in his team now.
Yeah. And swung on a miss, 3-2 now on Grady G. I'll have to get a radar gun on his fastball because he's bringing in the heat.
It's
there.
Lively. It is a lively fastball.
3-2. Ball four. And G draws the walk, and that'll put two on now and bring up Philip Deal.
Home run here will make this thing interesting.
Yep.
You think I could call that again?
I'd love it if you did.
I'd love to, but.
And swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. And that one, base hit.
We'll take it.
They're going to hold the runners. And the bases are going to be loaded here for Braden Goss. Goss has been on base all three times.
Braden Goss, the pitcher.
Single, you know, single, a two-run single, and a walk.
Not a bad night.
Yeah.
Not a bad night.
Swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Fouled away.
Just good.
0-2. Barrett Goring waiting on deck. Outside, and it is 1-2.
Came a fastball again. Tried to blow one by him. A good eye there by Braden.
Swung and a miss, and Goss down on strikes. And so now it'll be up to Barrett Goring. Base is loaded, two down. Goring's been on base the last two times up with a single and a walk. First pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0.
Magnolia coach still has no one warming up. He's trying to stick it out with.
And that one going to get over. And it drops in, base hit. That's going to get at least one in. And that's an RBI single for Coring to make it 9-5. And now we're back to the top of the cup batting order with Brady Rao.
Hey.
And pitches in there for a strike. 0-1. And that one, base hit. And throw gets away. Two runs are going to come across. And the Cubs have cut it to a 9-7 game.
Unbelievable.
And Tanner Reese, the batter.
Oh, pinch hitter.
Oh, pinch hitter. Who's it? Oh, is that Owen Finke coming in to hit?
Yeah. Yes, it is. You know, that ball was hit up the middle. You had a speedy runner there. He probably should have had the ball, but in our favor, he makes throw to first, throws in the dugout. We get two instead of one. So.
And first pitch is the ball 1-0.
This has been the most unusual game.
Yes, very much. And Finke fouls that one away, 1-1.
What is that, six errors?
Yep.
Oh.
Up high for a ball. And now the big question, too, is if he gets on here, do you leave Maurer up there or do you bring Benke back in?
Yeah, but you remember Maurer got a base hit. It's last
That's
to
true.
Bat, so.
Oh. I think he swings and misses 2-2. Comes to put up a four spot in this inning. Looking for more.
The mystery of Fireman's Park.
Yep. Up high a ball. And it's 3-2 now on Finke.
Still no one warming up.
And a pie ball four. And that will load the bases for Austin Maurer.
What do you think about a home run here?
I would love it.
Right now I'm thinking single. Yeah. That's
single would tie it. And then the extra base hit could potentially win it. I'm really surprised they have stuck with they're sticking with their pitcher here. Not that we're complaining.
Still no one.
But yeah, it's Magnolia leading this one 9-7 is your score. And pitches up high for a ball.
Now, Doug, they unless we missed one, they had 5-2, 1-2.
No, the one inning was a 4. It was not a 5.
Okay.
They've got that wrong on the scoreboard.
Okay.
And that's a ball.
strike there.
Oh, they did call a strike. Okay.
That one, he swung and missed.
Double checked on the Cub game changer, and they've got 9-7 also.
Okay.
So I'm right, the scoreboard's wrong.
Yeah.
And that one is a strike call. That was a bad call. And now 1-2. And so now it all comes down to this. Time call by Maurer.
I'm not even going to try to decipher this score sheet.
And Maurer swings and misses, and that's the ball game. So your final score, Magnolia wins it 9-7. Cubs make a valiant effort to come back here in the ninth inning, or I mean in the seventh inning, but fall just short. So that'll send us to the postgame show now. And this broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up next. Postgame made possible by Kajura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with the postgame after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball-softball season. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Drop by at 1710 and Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, back we go here to Fireman's Park on what was a crazy game here.
Oh, my.
9-7 the final score. Magnolia wins it over the Brenham Cubs. And so many things in that game. Cubs, valiant effort there at the end.
No, great effort.
They kept fighting
great,
all the way, trying to come back. It just, tonight, unfortunately, wasn't meant to be.
I tell you what, and the way you look at it, Doug, this is how I'll look at it. And I think I'm very, very close, 10 Cubs left on base.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just don't. They did take it. The one thing that they did do, and we're both right on that, Magnolia was six errors, mm-hmm. and we did take advantage of their mistakes that they made.
Yeah.
But you can't leave 10 runners on base.
Yeah.
You know, you got – that's when you have to have your timely hitting. So
it certainly does. And so – The loss there will drop the Cubs down to 3-8 in district play. And pretty much I think that's – we'll have to check the scores in the morning, but that may be enough to eliminate them from the playoff. Not completely certain on that, but that may have just eliminated them from the playoff race. We've got more to come here on the postgame show, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Endura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
All right, and back we come here. It's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And we got a young man here who did a pretty good job at the plate and also came on a relief and put in some good quality innings for the Cubs here.
Yeah, I tell you what, he got the Cubs scoring earlier in the ballgame, getting the Cubs' first two runs. Braden Goss with a two RBI single, had a single his first at bat, walked, and then came in and did a really, really good job pitching in relief. Braden Goss, our John Breeden star of the game, player of the game.
And star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South 8th Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And, well, we didn't have an extra base hit, but we had some pretty hard hit singles. We're going to go with Barrett Coring there in that bottom of the seventh inning.
Yeah, Barrett came up with there with the bases loaded. We needed a base hit, and he got a good hard base hit and kept that inning going for us. And, man, came so close to pulling it out for us. But Barrett Coring, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of vehicles, flexible finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, SUV, or truck, they've got something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers in our community. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Thielemann Construction and Steggett Thielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Thielemann Construction and Steggett Thielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielemann Construction and Steggett Thielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then?
Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland Compact Tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer Compact Tractors and the Workmaster 25S Subcompact Tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
And we're back here one final time at Fireman's Park this evening. Final score, Magnolia beats the Brenham Cubs 9-7. Now tomorrow, Tommy and I will be out at Holt Park with the Blinn Buccaneer softball team as they're taking on Galveston. That's a big doubleheader there for Coach Church and his crew. And we'll be there for the second game of the doubleheader, 4:05 start time and 4:30 for the first pitch there. And whenever Blinn and Galveston get together, that's always been a good rivalry.
It's going to be a fun game. That's for doggone sure. And, you know, we'll know when we get there what's going on in the first game.
Yep.
But, you know, Galveston – pretty good program over there, so yeah. It's going to be an interesting afternoon.
And then we'll be with the Cubettes on Friday night, so still plenty of softball action coming up this week. Well, that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank Cortland back at the studios for his work on the boards. Big thank you to our sponsors who, of course, make our broadcast possible, and thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.